this on a section-by-section basis. We would be put in a position of simply saying, we'll take the word of the PUC and a PNB. The approach then we decided to take was, assuming that we believe this is, yeah, I never want to do that. And I think we recognize, you know, that a very sincere effort and a lot of work had gone into this, but if you recall other revisions which we've made, like motor vehicles division and everything else, it takes a great deal of time because you have to make sure, despite what your intent is, that it's done right and it's done objectively. In fact, you have a set of amendments here that is based upon changes that came from the PUC and PNB review of the bill that was initially introduced. I think that's an example of the kind of review it takes to make sure that we get it right. We took the assumption that this is a good idea. So we developed amendments that said two things. One, it's a good idea and therefore it will become law in July of 1989. In between time, during the sessions, we will establish a review committee. That review committee will review 3072 as we pass it. We'll review what we have adopted as law effective July 1st. In that process, we may identify other changes that are necessary to meet our objective, which is to separate the statutes on a non-substantive change basis. And we'll then make recommendations to the 1989 legislature as to further changes that need to be made. That way we get the review done. The legislature then can take those proposed changes, make those changes, and if they in fact determine that they didn't like our first assumption, which is that it shouldn't be done in the first place, they can repeal the whole thing because it won't become law until after we've done the review and after the next legislature has taken an opportunity to decide whether or not it wants to stop it becoming law or not.
Representative Parkinson.
I think it's timely. Ron, at what point is this put into the ORS as codified when we have an effective date? Would it be done after, say nothing was changed, would it be codified after July 1 of 89?
It's codified after July 1 of 89, and this morning I was kicking around the thing that I began to bother me about that was that seems most appropriate because it's the end of the legislature, but if we do adopt amendments based on pre-session filing and based on the review, what do we amend? I guess you'd have to do it on the basis that you were amending it. It can be done, but you would be amending something that was not going to take effect until July 1st, 89. I started thinking about this morning and got busy on other stuff and neglected to check with legislative counsel to figure out whether that's appropriate thing to do. In fact, you might want to seek advice as to whether this date ought to be July 1st or January 1st. We settled on July 1st, but I admit that's something I'm not sure what you amend if you have a pre-session filed legislation that changes 3072 as we've adopted exactly what you amend. But it may also be that this whole thing, sections 1 through 112 or whatever it is of this, won't become effective until July 1st. So it would appear in the it would not appear in the revised statute. It would appear in the session laws. It would not appear in the revised statute, and it might be advisable to call legislative counsel and get some direction on that.
Who worked with you on legislative?
Well, Tom Clifford worked with on this particular.
I call and see if Tom might have.
It's a good point. I thought about this morning. We got into the workers' comp stuff, and we're on call, and I neglected to try and answer that.
We'll call him and see if we can get him down in a few minutes.
What you have is a series of amendments. You have dash one amendments, which are the changes that came out of the review by various folks of the original bill. You have then the dash four amendments. And I might explain to the subcommittee and other members of the audience that, after the subcommittee took its action, legislative council has come to me since and explained that the, you remember the set of amendments, which we had a set of amendments that changed some numbering. Legislative council tells me those aren't needed. So, dash four amendments did not include what the subcommittee adopted. Also, we had some discussion of the per diem, and we needed to add a section that we left out in subcommittee that allowed legislative members to receive per diem and expenses for the review committee. Those are the differences in the dash four that are different from what the subcommittee actually adopted. Otherwise, dash four is what the subcommittee has adopted. It creates, it adds section 113 and 114 to the 112 sections that are in 3072.
You want to comment on the other?
No, fine. No, I'm following it all. I agree with all of it.
Okay, fine.
It establishes the statutory review committee. We did not specify the numbers nor the exact membership. However, we did specify that certain interests had to be represented. In addition to the House and the Senate, the telecommunications industry, the Public Utility Commission or designee of the commission would be on it, the Citizens Utility Board and other consumer interests, as well as the Legislative Assembly. They would be appointed by the President. This is a review committee. We didn't feel it was necessary to specify numbers or specify membership other than certain interests need to be represented. My assumption for the record would be that once the review committee gets established under the auspices of the legislature, that any interest that wanted to take the time to attend the meetings and become part of it would be obviously allowed to participate in the review. There would be certain members appointed by the House and the Senate, and soon they would establish their own rules.
Representative Johnson,
I'd like to ask you, does this possibly open the door to some interveners or group people who might be opposed to this and creating a problem?
We have specified the Citizens Utility Board and other consumer interest group. I think at this point that includes a whole degree of interveners. If the key to that is, I think, the specific tasks. And the specific task of the review committee is to review the provisions of House Bill 3072 and, based upon that review, submit any changes that establish separate statutes for regulation and that do not make substantive changes in existing law. So we have limited the scope of the committee to simply doing that.
Okay. Other questions? Come on up.
Mr. Chairman, while he's coming up, I think I'd like to have it on the record that this review committee will not be making any substantive changes in the matters of policy or whatsoever. It's merely a separation of statute.
Yeah, section lines 22 to 26 put that, I think, very clearly in.
Well, why don't you raise that question in the timing that you had earlier?
The question, I believe, Chuck, is that we have a situation where we have a law or legislation that takes effect, section 1 to 112 of this takes effect July 1st, 89. We are asking the review committee to pre-session file other changes to that. The legislature takes that pre-session filed and it's amending 3072, but the provisions of 3072 haven't become law yet. Can we do that? What statutes, at what point in time does this go into statute? If it's not in statute, what are we, what would we be, what would we be amending with the pre-session filed bill if the legislature adopt that prior to the rest of it going into law?
Mr. Chairman, Chuck Wilson from Legislative Counsel's office. The answer to that inquiry, I think, Mr. Chairman, is that you in effect pre-session file a bill that amends what is a session law. And it then you would, these proposed changes then you would have take effect at the same time your July 1, 1989 effective date kind of thing, to the extent that that causes some minor amount of confusion because you're dealing with a version of the law that people haven't seen in print and statute is, you know.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Parkinson.
A question to Chuck. Chuck, then a bill is never codified until its effective date?
Well, we don't codify statutes that aren't going to be effective during the publication year. That is to say, we'll publish statutes for this session right at or about Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And would publish again at or about Christmas time in 1889. So we probably would not publish the provisions of 3072 that wouldn't become effective until July 1, 89, but would probably publish that in some sort of a note form.
But it doesn't go into the ORS.
Well, it does. It does. It just doesn't get statute numbers and things like that.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Wilson, didn't we have an example is what we did when we recodified the motor vehicle code,
yes,
commonly called the WAIL?
Yes.
We did that.
Okay. Any questions? WAIL. Are those all the questions you need to check?
That's all I have. Does that clear it up, Representative Parkinson?
I think so.
Okay. No? Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate
that. That's pretty confusing to us.
All right, Representative Gilman wants to be able to vote on this. Why don't we...
Can we do the amendments?
He's up with Liz.
I think he went up to Liz.
Well, I had another question I should have... Well, it's not
Liz.
Perfect.
I mean, let me get...
We can move the amendments. I think that'd be fine. Representative Maria.
Mr. Chair, I move LC amendments 3072-4 and 3072-1.
Does that cover everything, Representative Ekins? All right, we have amendments to the bill. We'll go ahead with the amendments, I think, for all right. Yes, go ahead, Representative Parkinson.
Well, is the motion finished?
I was just going to repeat it, but I think the motion is finished.
I have a question to ask Ron.
All right, let me just indicate for the committee what the motion is. The motion is to approve the amendments contained in 3072-1 and 3072-4. Okay, go ahead.
I guess it's just a procedural thing, Ron. The proposed legislation, this wouldn't be an interim committee. What would you get it to do? Get it pre-session filed at the request of the Speaker or the President of the Senate? It isn't even an official group. I mean,
I guess part of our problem, Representative Parkinson, was we didn't know whether there was going to be a continuation of the interim telecommunications task force.
Oh, well,
if there is a continuation of the telecommunications task force, I would assume the bill providing that and creating it would add this as part of the duties of that task force, or that's a request I've made. If it is not, then this is a body appointed by the Speaker and the President, and the legislation would be introduced at the request of the Speaker or the President. I'm not sure whether I would assume, since it's statutorily created and asked to pre-session file, it could also be pre-session filed at the request of the
Telecommunications Statute Review Committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Parkinson.
If I can continue my dialogue with Ron.
Yes.
Ron, it looks to me like this, I don't want to say scheme, but this idea has a chance of getting bogged down. Do you think it might not be wiser to have the appropriate interim committee, or see if there's going to be one, that you have a formal setting? It doesn't even say how you'll organize or who would be in charge of it.
Well, it doesn't, in part because we didn't know at this point whether there was going to be a telecommunications task force. We did not want to create this as a full-blown task force on its own, since it was a mechanism to review on to see if what we've done is, we covered all the details and all the bases on an objective basis. And so we purposely left it flexible. If there is a task force, I think we would specify in that this would be part of that duties of the task force. But I don't see it getting bogged down because, again, its duties are specific. It's appointed by the President and the Speaker of the House. They determine the chair or the co-chairs of the review committee. My assumption was that they would establish, that the rules and how it would operate would be established by the legislative members of the group, and that we would make sure that there are appointed members that are representatives from these industry, but that the review group would, anyone who would want to participate would do so. And since we have a good working document to start with, I don't think we've already got the members of the industry itself and the Public Utility Commission, that I think it'd be safe to say have gone through it at least once. I don't anticipate that it would get bogged down. I sort of had the other fear that by forcing too much structure on it, it might in fact get bogged down.
One more, Mr. Chairman, and I'll
yes.
quit. You have pretty much have agreement among the different interest groups that this is the way to go. That part of your
group? I would think it's safe to say that, with the exception of, I'm trying to think if there are any groups that adamantly oppose the whole idea of separations. I think it's safe to say that there is general agreement that a review committee is necessary, and that most of the people that have been, out of their own interests, they're going to do this anyway. They're going to review it. And that by not making it effective until July 1st, 1989, we've pretty much satisfied even those people who aren't sure it's a good idea in the first place. Part of the reason they weren't sure it's a good idea is because they hadn't had a chance to review it, and some degree of concern as to whether or not there were substantive changes intended or otherwise. And I think, and we had nobody testify before the subcommittee in opposition to it once we reached this point. So I feel fairly confident saying there's general agreement that this is the best approach to take towards the issue.
Representative Maria.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think Representative Anderson and I were concerned about some of the same issues. And although the committee, if we form one, can make corrections and alterations, corrections to the bill, there's nothing to stop other groups, MCI, anybody from, if they think there's a correction or something wrong, from coming in and having their own bill. So I think the bill has a lot of safeguards.
Well, you're really talking about a committee that's going to be essentially dealing with technicalities, and right. That's for, not policy, are you not?
Right.
Let me ask before I ask Representative Anderson, this very prosperous looking group over here, one corner. that's correct, is it not? Okay, all right. Representative Eakins.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, he's working on that, Representative Anderson. Yeah.
Well, Chairman, just in answer to Representative Parkinson, the day this becomes law is not a long way before, and these interested people are going to be camping at the door of the President, the Senate, Speaker of the House to get this thing up rolling because they feel it's a very important thing. And I feel certain that the committee will be up and running before you know it, and because it's going to take 2 years.
Well, I was just going to say that the only substantive issues that I see being discussed are may come from an interpretation of whether or not something actually did make a substantive change or did not make a substantive change. I see it as really a task of the bill initially came. Pacific Northwest Bell initially did most of the work in preparing the legislation, and that took them months and months to actually go through and begin to separate it, and they intended to do it on an objective basis. And you can't expect any one person or any one group or company to do that without, because of the extent of it, there's bound to be some mistakes, and I think we can really expect that this will be a very thorough review, and I think we've come up, it's going to take that amount of time to come up with an end product that's what we intend it to be, because we know from the amount of time that we have available as legislators that we really couldn't do it during.
It's going to be an important task, and I will be pleased not to serve on it. Anyone else? Comment? Not the clerk, Paul Rowe. Oh, this is just, we haven't had the amendments. This is just the amendments. Okay, why don't we go with just the amendments?
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Brea.
Aye.
Representative Ekus.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
Representative Soa.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. We have a motion for the whole bill. Representative Brea.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3072 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Brea.
Aye.
Representative Ekus.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
Representative
Soa.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. Representative Ekus, is it your wish to carry the bill?
Okay, I was
going to
ask Ron
explain
to me. All right, I'll carry.
All right.
I'll try to explain this.
That will close the hearing on 3072. One other quick item before the breaks. We don't have any more business, but some of you have raised, as Representative Van Loon has raised, an issue on the excavation bill in reference to it. I haven't had a chance to talk to Representative Ekus. Representative Gilman has checked that out.
We're working on it, and it may be that there, but I won't know until Monday where we are for sure.
All right. It's a question of that 12-foot thing.
Your
12-inch.
The committee assistant made me aware of it, and a couple members from the PUC staff were just here. I met with Representative Gilman, and I think they're trying to get a clarification.
If we have a problem, we can bring it back from the floor, and it'll be a technical change if we have to do that. We may not have to do that. We'll see.
Well, we could change it on the side.
I think we can take care of it just with an understanding with the agriculture community.
All right, fine. Okay, but anyway, several people are working on it. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the fact that you raised the issue. With that, we are adjourned. Wish everybody a good weekend.
We're adjourned.
Have a good weekend.